you have to write to see what Father Christmas is.
How much money?
Number 70.
70.
So there you are. Where have you been hiding? Do you know what I want?
£69.50. Don't you mean £69.50?
Lousy little bitch. Spent a lot of money on her last night.
People are locked up, but the news died out there, actually. And she ended up all cold and cynical. Time they realised what life was all about, apart from women.
Got no babies.
Not many of us get a second chance.
Yeah, well.
Falling in love with that old lady stuff.
That's what they all say now.
Let's get all your stuff down. And you know what we'll have to get? You know those big cases that she gets from IKEA? And bring
absolutely
it all down
nothing.
And get one of those for your bedroom and keep it all in.
One other drink. Yours is all over that black bit of paint.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it, Frank. She's probably at home right now.
Start your homework yet, then?
I don't know.
What?
Start
your homework yet?
Did
you do it while I was out?
You two were having quite a fine time.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Was that rush for you to get that paper, though?
Powerful car, like Kieran's, but he's got a motorbike, but this is a Jeep. Do you? Oh, well, it's well. Look, to be honest with you, I'm not too happy about the position that you've let me in. Look, I'm sorry and all that, but I'll be a lot happier if I could meet up with you somewhere and give you your money back. I'm just not too happy
about
what
Claire's got to look through, do them things.
Is that for the police,
Scott? Yeah.
Claire.
Yeah, okay.
So, you put them things to goggles and you look through them and you play a game.
What do you get from them?
She got it from a cardboard set, didn't she? The chip 50p, it's. And the batteries are really dumb.
That's right.
I was talking to you.
All right.
Some of us have got to get up for work anymore.
Right. Right, see you again sometime.
Jumping on that couch. Okay, his homework done.
Oh, I've got to buy his jail.
No.
What did she say then?
I found out half past seven.
She's very good about it, doesn't she?
Yes, I'm worried. I found out half seven.
Oh, look, babe. I'm not expecting her to be Chinese.
And carrots giving handy hints. Your home and your family are the most important things in your life. So first, take a few simple precautions to protect them against prowlers, vandals, and unwanted
intruders. What have you got on tonight then?
It's an actor's life for me at 8:30 and canned carrot at 9:30. A bright pair for this Thursday evening on one.
BBC Two is limbering up a green finger organ and exploring to the Victorian flower garden, utilising traditional machinery and exploring
Victorian
of stone collecting. Now BBC One, another European
What's wrong with you?
Little shop of horrors.
This morning in colour. Rugby today?
Huh?
Rugby today?
Maths, French, cooking.
What are you cooking today then?
chocolate crispy cakes.
You're gonna be a good one, aren't you?
I'm gonna say four, but I'll eat the rest. If I make six, I'll eat two.
Going to Got to go to the bank there, can they? Give us money.
So you think you're nice green gardening, Carla? It's been
pretty
good.
You said you like the squirrels.
It's been pretty swish, is it?
Water the plant.
He's still there. When you come home, you've got to get your stuff ready to. You're just leaving it in the hands, aren't you, on?
Saturday.
When you come home from school. And
I'm going to school Saturday.
No, but you're going dancing tomorrow morning at 9:30. And then you'll be going straight to Leanne, so you won't have time tomorrow.
Oh,
Jenny's coming out. I'm trying to get my Christmas shopping done.
You're going to take me out.
I will take you out. I don't want you out with me this time. When are you doing?
Open up the Blackbush.
No, you're going shopping tonight. You're shopping one night.
Just going home.
Red wine or cry over Blackbush.
I hate it.
Not be blind for somebody else, don't blind for yourself. Something that other people rubbish.
We're going to get the ski stuff. There's a cold bed there. There's a cold bed there. There's a cold bed there.
What are you doing today?
Nice day today.
You might be able to finish it back to her.
Why?
Because the building not there for the meeting at Arsenal.
Go and see them, Mum. I want some more. So no, not them.
They've got to go to the meeting.
Well, Dad said he's buying me a hotel because I've got to get breakfast for everybody and Lily has to be here. You going back to work on Sunday? Alright.
Tonight.
That's my holiday finished. I've still got another week to come. That might be slacked in for about January 3rd.
We're going to be at Christmas Day.
Christmas Day and Boxing Day. I'll go back to work Boxing Day night.
What's Boxing Day? The day after.
Oh, yeah. So I was working for a living. Time. You know, if you had a hotel, you'd have to work, wouldn't you? Eat the people there. But you get up Christmas Day morning to do all the breakfasts.
Is it next Thursday you're going to Greece?
Hmm?
Next Thursday you're going to Greece.
Greece?
I've got dancing in
there. Yeah, but you're back at 4:15. You are pushing it.
Is that London?
No.
Leachie's
school.
Who's playing in here?
School. Just going on the coach.
45 minutes. Right, and there's a really daffy bloke, he meant to be daffy, and then he's down and he goes, I got this, there's no
sign. That's how you sing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you have to sing it like that. And then there's, because there's only two of them, you know. And the other one, he's a black man, yeah, and he goes, who's that big gorilla in the back? And he's put it to me.
I'll see.
And then they had this thing called Nif, which was water, and they came around spraying all of us.
So where do they? Is Vicky in the actual group? Why did she? What did she watch?
Not her. Not just her. All her mates.
Why isn't she in it then?
About 8:00. She's not in the kinetic feed.
Is it what it's
happening then? Dad, it's not. It's 5:02,
son. See the robin, Carla? See the little robin over there?
Where?
Over there, tree that you've got. See it? That big tree, that. On the left hand branch. See it? Sitting there? Where a big rest.
Where?
Rocking robin. Look.
What one?
See the branch that sticks up? Goes that way.
What one? What tree?
See the new tree that they've planted?
Oh, there.
broken. That bird, that.
Oh yeah, I can see it.
There he goes.
Gone in Keith's house. I was looking in our garden.
Oh. You would know what tree was broken.
Is it my cup of tea? I don't eat breakfast, I can't normally.
Oh no, that's what we've been doing then.
This week? Yeah, but I don't normally, do I?
Have a cup of tea, mate.
I have a cup of tea. It's only because you're on holiday. She's got another stick up of pleasing lashes, doesn't it?
Yes.
What are you working on in Madison at the
moment? Some schools.
No, yeah. What is it? Like Lee's doing that. Do you do algebra in that school yet or not? When you go to secondary school, you do that?
Yeah, we do algebra. Sometimes
we don't
do algebra.
And French. Come on, let's say some French. Come on, say some French to us,
Colin. What one?
Say good morning to Nan.
How are you?
Well, say what you can.
What? What has he got a proper sister? It's good to have the frail sister.
Is that what you know? I thought you knew a lot.
Yeah. It's good to have an animal in the maison.
What's that mean?
Have you got an animal?
Yeah.
He's your own poisson. Yeah, he's your own poisson.
Get out, Carly. You won't have to go to football. Are you sure you go to football Sunday afternoon?
I don't want to go. I've got to go.
I have to see if Dad's around.
She can take me away to Dolphin.
Oh, wow.
He promised me one Sunday after my.
I did it, Carla. I was going to do it in a minute. I was just finishing off that, going to drink my cup of tea.
Huh?
I was going to zip it up in a minute. God, have you got enough in your bag today? You need one of those big rucksacks like Lee, don't you?
I'm buying these little ones.
The thing is, you...
Dad, can you try?
If you do that zip up, you're going to break it. Honestly.
Does it look like that smushes it?
My bag's always like that, don't matter.
Is it? Well, so I don't have a little favour for you. Do you have a little favour for me?
Well, I'm going to lose.
Is it again? Oh, Mum will get it in a minute.
I'll see you later. I'll be home probably about half past two.
I'll look forward to that when we meet.
See you later then. Bye. Say something. Well, Jackie phoned me up. She was so funny to her. She phoned me up today for a chat. We were chatting away, and she said, "We talked about anything." I heard Brenda. So I knew it was the old girl. And I'm saying, she walked straight into the kitchen, and I'm sort of still on the phone. I'm saying, "Yeah, okay." And she said, "I'm going out shopping and I'm taking the dog with me." I said, "Okay, fair enough." She said, "Well, you'll probably be gone when I get back. The store might be." She said, "About 1:45. And, I just put the phone down because she wanted to see the pictures. One of the guys had put all the pictures up for him. And, looking at the pictures, and I'd forgotten about Jack on the phone, didn't I? So she's, all of a sudden, I've got back. She said, "Oh, what phone call?" She says, "Who are you talking to?" I thought, "Oh, no." You know, she's going to sort of sus. So I said, "Oh, it's alright, it's only Eve's housekeeper." And I got back up and I said, "No, I'm really sorry to leave her hanging on." I said, "No, I don't know where she is, I haven't seen her all morning. I haven't seen her at all." And I said, "Bye then." She said, "What's the matter with you?" she said. I said, what do you mean, what's the matter with me? She said, well, why are you talking funny? I said, bye then, see you sometime, bye. And I put the phone down and she said, what does she want then? I said, she wanted to know where, you know, she'd gone. And I said, I just hadn't seen her sort of all week. Laugh. And then while he was hanging, Gina was hanging pictures, she came through and she said, oh, they look wonderful. She said, I've got pictures. She said, I want my mountain put up in my lounge. With that, Julian burst out laughing. And he went through and he put her pictures up and he was gone there. And he said, God, he said, you know, it literally is a date of hanging pictures. I said, well, don't worry about it. You know, that's what he said to do.
Yeah,
like that little thing, you know, the actual picture hook with a hook. And just knock it in. Yeah, well, he's got brass wire on the thing. You can just, special picture wire, it's called.
He
had about 30 pictures to hang. And he had to measure each wall, get it spot on. And he wanted them all up the stairs. He did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 12 just downstairs in the hallway. They're not new pictures, are they? Well, they've decorated, haven't they? They've done one coat now. I look like Nora Betty in the wrinkles in this. Right. I told her to phone me for Woking Station, but she probably... She put, because she said, should she buy a phone card or what, does she need coins? That's when I asked her, remember? I asked her what sort of coins she needed. So do you reckon they go ahead? Does it say on the front page there about that superstore?
Yeah.
What did they say? They're up in arms. So where else are we looking at the sites then?
That's right, but the trouble is, that cricket club, they want to update.
They want to update it, but I thought that was doing away with it. But is that staying there?
What Tesco, what they do is, like Guildford, they use Guildford built on the running track and the sports area there.
Hmm.
But then Tesco's then, because they took their running track, they then built them.
Yeah. And where was that?
Further down.
Well, what?
Tesco's fortune.
So they're actually...
Yes.
And
so
that cricket?
Do, yeah, so what they do is... Apparently the bloke, one bloke owns quite a bit of that cricket ground. But Tesco's, he said Tesco never broke it. And what they know that he wants... He's put plans in to upgrade or to get a bigger site somewhere else. Broken or Tesco's done. So what Tesco is saying to him is, you sell us your land, we'll buy that for you, and we'll build what you want.
But doesn't it cost them money?
No, because they want that sort.
That's what I'm saying, when it costs, doesn't it cost Tesco's an extra lot of money?
Yeah, but they get their store.
But then don't they have to get permission?
Oh yeah, oh, it'd be a long, legal, fought out battle.
But I can't see why they want to put Tesco's if there's a Sainsbury's coming to open.
That's what's in here. So they've got a Waitrose in Colston Park. They've got a Sainsbury's at Burford. But there again, like I said, Sainsbury's up there. You've got a Co-op in all the world.
But they're out of stock, aren't they? Because they're staying open from 8 till 8 to sort of try. Or 6 days a week, aren't they? It's because of the competition with them all. It's such, I mean...
Stupid folks to get in and get out of.
But is Magnet and Southern going?
Oh yeah, Magnet and Southern, Ashley Cooks.
That would go?
Yeah, so well.
But Ashley Cooks been there 35 years.
It's prime site, Brett. They could flop out of. Don't want to price what it's for. Then they can buy it, they can rebuild another Ashley Cooks anywhere in Maybury, on the old James Walker site.
That all where Tesco's will go.
Well, yeah, it's
there's a lot of land there, isn't there? Because they've got opposite the church. That's their land.
Not very well situated, is it?
Yeah, but it's like that. I mean, are they still on that Bilby Road car park? They're still going to put
no,
a hotel there?
Those pretty things down there, Brenda.
Oh, this is Carla's. We're economising, see? These are Carla's. What's the Christmas presents? We've made them.
Oh.
They're chocolates.
Oh,
and
isn't that nice?
There's them, and then there's. Well, they're not as good as those ones.
Oh, that's attractive, isn't
because
it?
Because they're the balls in there.
Yes.
And these ones, they've got just those smellies in there. They're for our teachers.
Very nice.
And then she made them for our teachers as well. They've got soft. Goes in there because it's chocolate.
It's
actually great fun.
Yeah.
Making them. Do you want a cup of tea
again? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to put that.
I'll just nip upstairs,
dear. No, I don't get it.
The tubes all broke down. She got on one tube and that broke down from because she ended up she was at Liverpool Street. Then she had to go just gonna take it to Oxford Street, but she ended up in Charing Cross. Then she got on another tube line, Charing Cross. And then that broke down. So she said it's taking hours. Then she gave a taxi she had to get a taxi back to Oxford Street and from Oxford Street back to Waterloo and it was £4. And he gave her a change for a tenner and she gave him a £20 note. But, you know, she's absolutely haggard. So I said it's just as well she can have a cup of tea before she goes. I've just told her briefly about that, so it's a bit late. It's turning quite cold out there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, sure is.
I'll spec it up for £3 or will you buy a trailer? A trailer? To this house here for this concern.
Oh my god.
What?
1 to 10, and it's got one in there already. So what have I got in there? Which
one?
That's the demonstration one, probably. Oh no, she had an extra. Oh no, it's an empty case. Duracell, look.
Oh, yeah, boy.
No, it's awful.
She's been
with her family. If I was any
shot, yeah, I'm just letting it run through. Your pictures came out brilliant.
Oh, they come.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Your bedroom, it looks like a palace, your bedroom.
Well, it is
me?
A palace.
Oh, wicked.
These are what you took at the museum, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, brilliant.
She went on a school trip at the museum and we gave her our little camera, which I could never use.
Yes.
And she's used it, you know, really
sort
of.
Oh, yeah, it came out really good.
They're really good, the ones of your trolls, Carla. It looks like it's an actual.
Tell
Dave about your journey.
Oh, Dave, my journey. Running about early in the morning to leave everything tidy for the chaps. Came out without anything inside my tum. Decided that I'd have coffee in the buffet car on the train from Stowmarket. No hot drinks, madam. We haven't got enough power in the batteries. I thought, well, yes, all right. Typical. We got to Liverpool Street on time.
This is brilliant.
From Liverpool Street, I wanted to get to Oxford Circus, which meant that I had to change at... I forget where now, because I'm in such a muddle after it all, but wherever, whatever it was I had to do, I got stuck. There were just no underground trains in either direction on that line at all. And a great tannoy went, and I looked at people, we were all saying, why are we waiting here? Why are we waiting? And we saw people rushing off, so we thought we'd better rush off after them. And we were all put on a train and sent to Charing Cross, which wasn't where most of us wanted to go, or anything like where we wanted to go.
Well, that did come.
And from Charing Cross,
bedrooms are good.
I worked my way over.
Guess what's next?
On an underground train which couldn't decide whether it was going to move or not, it did eventually move. I got a taxi at one point, and I was so sick and tired when they put me outside Liberty's, I gave the man a £20 note and he gave me change for a 10. Yes. Coming back from Oxford Circus, from Liberty's, I thought I'd better economise. I've been done out of £10. I don't think it was dishonesty, I think it was just sheer muddle. I'm £10 down, I must cut down a bit, so I will come by underground from Oxford Circus to Waterloo to get down to Woking. And you've guessed it. I got into an underground train which would not move. It simply stuck. And it would go judder, 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 and then it would stop in the tunnel for a while I thought about life. Oh, God, it was awful. Thanks very much, Brenda.
I'm really good,
aren't
I?
Yeah.
Say, British Railways
don't
give you about
coffee, so. No, they do not.
You had a good day at school then?
Yeah.
The
next
at
school today.
Huh?
Joe's disconnected his thumb.
Did he? Disconnect his thumb?
No, he
broke
his thumb.
How did he do that then?
He got pressed the hospital by foot.
Poor James.
We're up to the rugby then. We'll play rugby then.
No, that's next one, isn't it?
Up
60 points in Danish long ball just for myself. I scored.
Mm-hmm. What about French today?
Aren't these
the one? Exoplasm! I passed the next staff test.
You passed the second one?
Yeah.
Oh, well done. So how many more to go?
Six.
Well done. What did you have to do for that session?
Test.
For the golf test for the
animals.
They've got to adjust the tie backs. You haven't put the tie backs up yet because they've got to come down a bit. I'm just hung them up to let them drop a bit.
They are lovely. Don't they warm the room up?
Very much so. The only thing I don't like that pink against them, those blinds now. I don't know if I've got enough material to cover them.
Mum?
Yeah?
It's us, Escajana and the Moulin Maison, and then we shall Poisson. And then the calculatine, Le Rouge, and then Ilse Pilbilly.
Well done.
And Saturn Lapin, or Hamster, and should he test or shit at all on Lapin, or should he test on animal, and you like, should he test La Serpent, or should he test La Crocodile?
She's doing brilliant in French, absolutely brilliant. She hasn't been doing it long.
It's a good time.
Do you know French?
A little, yes, a little.
Do you know escature de frère ou de sœur?
Is that again, dear? Start.
Escature de frère ou... No, I'll do it different to you. So
Are tu les sœurs ou les frères? Is that what it is?
No.
Have you got any brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
I'll do another one. Comment vous avez?
Je m'appelle Jean Lorimer.
Quel âge avez-vous?
Ça, c'est une question qu'on ne pose pas à femme. I haven't got it right, but it's what I'm trying to say is you don't ask a lady her age.
Quelle nationalité êtes-vous?
J'ai orgueil d'être anglaise.
Où habitez-vous?
Où habite j'habite Stowmarket.
Est-ce que tu as un animal à la maison?
Oui, j'ai une petite chatte.
Est-ce que tu aimes?
Non, elle est très méchante.
So tremendous, this does, because
you're lovely.
Je suis grande. No, you know, go back to the beginning. Je suis grande.
Je suis grande.
Grande.
Grande. Tu es une. I don't know the French for well grown. Tu n'es pas grande, mais tu n'es pas petite. Tu es de moyenne taille, I think the word is, height, I think.
Oh, right. And then there's one. Je déteste un animal.
Quel animal détestes-toi? What animal is it that you hate?
No, I'm asking you what animal you detest.
Oh,
I don't know if that's right, but...
De la famille des...
Detest.
Arachne.
Spider.
Spiders, yes, I don't know what the word for
spiders.
Do you like crocodiles? Sorry?
Do you like
crocodiles? So long as they
behave
themselves.
Phantoms.
Sorry?
Phantoms.
We're just having a French lesson.
Phantoms?
James actually answered, been able to answer. Start from the beginning again so Dad can hear it.
Ah. Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment je m'habille? Je porte une jupe.
It's comment vous appelez-vous.
Oh, appelez, I didn't hear you correctly now.
Comment vous appelez-vous.
Je m'appelle Jean Lorimer.
Oh, I better not ask you your age.
No.
De quelle nationalité êtes-vous?
Je suis anglaise.
Où habitez-vous?
J'habite Stowmarket.
De quelle nationalité êtes-vous?
Je suis anglaise.
Est-ce que tu as... No, I won't ask you that because I can't remember what I have to ask the teachers, adults, because it's different to children. Est-ce que tu as un animal à la maison?
Oui, j'ai une petite chatte.
De quelle couleur est-il?
Oh!
What colour is it, not you?
Elle est... Elle est un mélange de noir, brun et blanche.
Black, brown and white.
That's right, yes.
It's good, isn't it?
What about... Est-ce que tu un lapin?
Un lapin? Non.
Je n'aime pas un lapin, she replied. Yeah, if you go... est-ce que tu aimes un lapin? You would say, if you liked it, you would go, oui, j'aime lapin, or non, je n'aime pas un lapin.
Non, je n'aime pas un lapin. Non.
je déteste un animal?
Oui. Je déteste les...
I can't remember the
French for it.
What about serpent?
Un serpent, non, je n'aime pas un serpent, non, je n'aime pas un serpent. That came out very oddly.
That's good though, didn't it? But she hasn't got, he's getting A's in French, but he did a tape with her, didn't he, the other day. They actually spoke to each other and have a conversation,
good.
But it does help.
Oh, yes, well, there.
Because this, your friend, I mean, you haven't been doing it long, have you, and she... Well, I only talk to you in French, won't she?
I talk to us in English.
Which is really
That's
good.
That's very good, yes.
I'll ask teacher them, but she's not very good.
That's how I was taught, you see. And so in spite of the long lapse of years, there's still a tremendous amount up there because it was properly learned. You learn something.
Because Lee's, since this one's just been talking to him all the time, and she won't have English. I went to see her in opening and I couldn't understand her because she is French.
Yes, and English is not very good.
No, not at all.
Really interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I've got your model this time, not that pretty French.
you know,
no, I need to
seeing this pink. Lovely glowing pink inspires me with two thoughts. I wish I bought that instead of my pale brown chintz.
Oh, that's nice though, that.
Oh, it is. I shall
it's
love
nice,
it.
Yeah.
In the next house, you see, I shall have to have different seating. I'm going to get somewhere smaller. So that three-piece suite, which owes me nothing, it only cost me, what, £700.
You've had it quite a long time, haven't you?
And it's been, and it's being beaten to hell.
That's right.
I'll probably have a two or perhaps a three-seater sofa, and for the rest, fireside chairs. I thought I'd probably have wallpaper on my walls, you know, use the curtains just as, have plenty of fullness, but have them for keeping out the light or keeping in the heat, not make them an enormous feature.
Yeah. But they, I mean, they glow, but it's the wrong, that's the blind are the wrong pink.
It's a sort of salmon rather than a pink.
It's the only thing I don't like, but they're so, you can, I mean, I haven't phoned up yet, but they, you can just have the slats replaced. You keep all your fittings and all your weights and everything at the bottom, and you just can have them replaced if you want.
Yes.
Or I'm going to work see what it would cost.
Yes.
An alternative.
Yes. Yes.
I could buy that pink sheeting from John Lewis.
Yes.
And run them up the strips.
Yes.
You know, make it sort of to match.
Perhaps line the strips with Vylene. To give them body.
To give them, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't talk into it. It's just
no,
general.
Just
chat away. Yes. They're not interested in what you're talking about. It's just they're interested in and what's what. You know what's
He's got a tank.
Sorry.
A tank.
A tank. What sort of
not
tank?
Not a tank. A bowl. A glass one. No, not glass or plastic. It has to be quite very big.
And what's it for?
No, it's got to be rather big, and I'm going to stop it. Plank of wood and put I've got like two bushes. And what the problem is you've got to get two.
I've seen it everywhere in your school's got to make this.
You have. You've got to make a model, yeah, and that's mine. Right, you have to get two men and two children across the river. You've got one canoe and they can't swim. This is my one. If two boys go across, one boy comes back, one man goes across, the other boy comes back, two boys go across, one boy comes back, one man goes across, the other boy comes back. I need to show that.
You've got to do more.
I need
to get
two men.
You can draw it, can't you?
You've got to do
no,
it.
No, because I've got to show it, and I can't.
Oh, I see. But you don't need anything big. You need small things.
You want something like a little, like a moose pocket. You know, a moose carton.
How are you going to get a little baby canoe to go across and two?
Well, where are you going to get a baby canoe from anyway?
I can make one.
You could get something like or a pudding bowl, and then you could make a little baby canoe out of tinfoil, and the men out of tinfoil.
Oh yeah.
Or pipe cleaners.
Or pipe cleaners.
Pipe cleaners.
You can pick
are
some
good
pipe
for
cleaners,
men.
Aren't they? Good for making little.
Why don't you just put a rope across the river and pull across the rope?
I haven't got nothing except canoe. Mm.
But you can make.
I can remember having this sort of question about people with jugs, and they wanted to measure out a certain amount, but they hadn't got any markings for this certain amount.
It's stupid. Lee at the moment for his exam, he's meant to have done it by Christmas, and he hasn't done it, has he, for his CDT. And they had to just choose something to make that actually sort of works. So Lee couldn't, I mean, a lot of people did cranes and things like that, and he couldn't, the thing he came up with, and his teacher, was what was it, Dave? A goalie stands in his goal, and he had like a shooter thing that would, a bolt or something, would shoot the balls out to give the goalie sort
practice,
of practice.
Yes.
Yeah. But he's still got to come out, but he's got to make this thing. I mean, it's going to be enormous with footballs.
I can remember at Westfield School about 15 years ago, we had an art teacher who got the children to make an enormous thing. I think it was a Loch Ness monster, and it went out of the door of one room into another, you know, and they spent days and ages on making this thing. And I thought at the time, it's quite good enough just to have the idea and talk about the idea, make some drawings and Yeah.
Well, this thing's got to be actually working. But I said to Lee, you know, have a chat with you, because there might be something that you think that he could make that's sort of like not such a big sort of model of it.
If I cut some wood, crosses.
Well, just start cutting wood. You want to do things that are simple.
You've got your own painting boat upstairs in the bathroom. What do you say?
Oh, look, I want to do something to go across here. Put a piece of string, get some string. Yeah, make a plasticine canoe. Yeah, and then join two pieces of string to it.
Plasticine, just sink?
And then, no, not if it's held up by a piece of string, would it?
But why not use your own penny boat?
Yeah, and you can just put your people in it, four people.
Because they're little dinky little people, that's better.
Oh, you know that, now, you're learning French. One of the things that the French say, they're always saying it is, faites simple, make things easy. Go the straightest way.
You can go
and
make, you pick out, you're like Lee, you pick out these hardest things that need so much work and cost money because it wants wood.
You just take that, put your four fingers in your boat.
Yeah. Make some string if you want, put it with water, then you have, because if you pull
that's
that...
That's not a canoe, that's meant to be a speedboat.
Well, Carla, when you do something with the minimum amount of time and the minimum use of materials, it's called an elegant solution.
So teachers much prefer that. They won't think, oh God, she spent 20 hours building this, and her poor old dad had to cut all the wood.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, you'd be lucky you didn't make something, it would float.
Hmm.
Unless I get, I want some plasticine anyway, I need some.
Well, perhaps I'll get some tomorrow.
I'll get some plasticine and put like little bulges, yeah, for the river.